made me first suspect Joe was that he knew more than any innocent person should have known.
I suspected Irene the moment I heard the fireman's testimony.
He apparently unimportant fact.
I suspected the postman after he testified.
I suspected. Listen to radio's newest, most interesting and thrilling program, Suspicion. Now, Suspicion. Somewhere in the drama about to be presented is a seemingly unimportant fact, a hidden clue that first casts suspicion on the ultimate culprit. Listen regularly to this thrilling series. Test your powers of observation and deduction and find the hidden clue. It may be a single line, a sound, perhaps a complete scene. All names and characters depicted in this story are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. In the story we presented last time in this series, Silk Thieves, do you remember this scene? When Private Detective Riley, investigating a series of silk robberies for an insurance company, examines the scene of the latest theft, the India Silk Supply House, owned by Ed Wentworth, he finds that apparently entry has been made through a hole cut in the floor from the basement. According to Police Sergeant Mulrooney,
it's the same size as usual. And every time they bored six holes first and then they use a saw.
Ooh, they do follow a system.
Huh? What system?
Skip it. Say, do you mind if I take some of these wood shavings?
That, ladies and gentlemen, was the hidden clue. As Detective Riley reasoned...
Well, the moment I saw those wood shavings on the floor, I knew it was an inside job. If the shavings had been in the basement, then the holes would have been made from the basement. But with the wood shavings on the floor of the room robbed... Well, try it sometime. When Sergeant Mulrooney's around, you'll be safe.
Thank you, Riley. Now we present The Affair at Crow Manor. London, England. In the mid-afternoon of March 7th, as Chief Inspector Clark Davis of Scotland Yard waits in a small room adjoining the criminal court presided over by Lord Thorndyke.
Hello? No, this is Chief Inspector Davis speaking. No, Inspector Jensen isn't here at the moment. Oh, yes, he's still in court. May I have him call you? Very well. I'll tell him you phoned, Mrs. Jameson.
Davis, I've never seen the like of it before. Absurd. A rank miscarriage of
now,
justice.
Hold on a second, Jensen. What happened?
What happened? George Simmons was dismissed for lack of evidence, that's what. After I tried in every detail of the murder. Well, I can prove that he had the motive, the desire, the intention of killing Irene Rogers. Then Lord Thorndyke had the effrontery to...
Just a minute, Jensen. When you presented your evidence, I warned you...
Yes, I know, but...
You had no proof that Simmons was anywhere near Brevelstoke when Miss Rogers was murdered.
And he didn't convince me that he was anywhere else. I'm going to finish this case, Davis, and prove beyond a doubt that Simmons is the cowardly rat I think he is.
Now, look here, Jensen,
Simmons, I haven't finished with you. The next time you're in court, not even the smartest barrister in England will be able to twist your lies sufficiently to...
Now, that's enough, Simmons.
Why, you...
Jensen! Sorry, Mr. Davis.
I can't say I blame you, Simmons, but brawling never accomplishes anything. You'd better go home.
Yes, sir. Sorry, Mr. Jensen, but after all... Say one thing for you, Jensen. You certainly know how to antagonize people. It's a wonder you didn't accuse Lord Thorndyke of... Come?
I hope I'm not intruding, Davis.
No, not at all. Sir Robert, may I present Inspector Jensen?
Oh, glad to know you, Inspector. My congratulations.
Yeah.
On the evidence you presented against George Simmons, it was quite conclusive, except on one point.
Yes.
Knowing Irene Rogers as I did, I followed the case rather closely.
And you think Simmons is guilty, Sir Robert?
It's possible.
You see, Mr. Davis?
It's possible, but not proven, Inspector.
Oh.
Now, being somewhat of a criminologist and having known Irene Rogers, I've decided to conduct a little experiment. I'd like your cooperation, Davis.
And that depends on the experiment, Sir Robert.
Well, yes, of course. But now, George Simmons and Elaine Pearson, you know, she was the girl who found Miss Rogers' body, you remember? Well, Simmons and Elaine Pearson are spending the weekend at Crow Manor. I have a theory about crime I'd like to test. Will you join us for the weekend, Davis?
Well, I'd like to, Sir Robert, but
you'll be merely an observer, Davis.
Oh, I see.
Then I may count on you?
Yes, Sir Robert, I'll be there late Saturday morning. Nine chances out of ten, Jensen, I'll have a room on the north side, second floor.
That
Crow Manor is only half a mile from the village. Get a room on the south side of the Blue Lion Pub. Tonight I'll signal you by pulling a window shade up and down several times.
Very well, Mr. Davis. As to why you think Sir Robert might be...
There's a streak of insanity in his family as wide as the Thames River. The man is devilishly clever, Jensen. And if he did kill Irene Rogers, he certainly made us suspect Simmons.
Right-o.
Remember, we may be after a master criminal, so watch your step and take your cue from me.
I say, Sir Robert, that was a ripping dinner.
The best I've had in years, Sir Robert.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Now will you two excuse Mr. Davis and myself for the moment?
Certainly. I'll take you on at backgammon, George.
Right you are.
Well?
I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to see you alone before, Davis, but...
Oh, I understand.
Briefly, I'd like to tell you my theory of Irene Rogers' death.
Yes?
She was shot by either George Simmons or Elaine Pearson. Now, we know that Simmons had the motive, jealousy, and we know that Miss Pearson had the opportunity, living with Miss Rogers.
That's right.
Now, if we can give Simmons the opportunity or Miss Pearson the motive, then the case is solved.
I'm afraid that's easier said than done, Sir Robert.
Precisely. That's why I'm working the case backwards.
Backwards?
Quite so. By giving him the opportunity to commit a crime that the guilty one must commit in self-protection.
I see. It might work.
Exactly. Therefore, it's worth the chance. I've sent the servants out, and they won't return until tomorrow morning. Now, open the door and leave it open when I call you back.
But I'm afraid I don't quite understand your plan.
I want Simmons and Miss Pearson to hear something.
Oh, I...
A
6 and a 4.
Go ahead, George.
Right. I say, Davis, wait a moment. I have something rather interesting to show you. It's about the Rogers case.
Really?
Yes, and I think that if Scotland Yard had found this letter before, matters would have been handled quite differently. I think it proves that...
Haven't you shaken the dice enough, George?
Uh-oh. Well... What's that? Oh, yes, quite. Sorry.
Little Joe, that isn't a very good throw.
No, it isn't, Elaine, is it? I say, would you mind frightfully if I conceded the game? I have a bit of a headache, you know, and I think I'll turn in for the night. You'll excuse me?
Why, certainly, George.
Then, if you'll excuse me, good night.
Good night.
Shortly after midnight, when Chief Inspector Davis was in the garden outside with Jensen...
Any noise at all, Jensen. Especially on the east side where Sir Robert's room is.
Right.
But did you hear that? I wonder if... Come on, Jensen. Come on. Something's gone wrong.
Elaine! Elaine! Are you all right? Elaine, open the door!
Matter, Simmons?
I heard a window break. Then the lame scream.
Jensen, get Sir Robert.
Davis, I'm going to break in.
All right, both of us together.
One, two. Elaine! Davis, where is she?
Look in the closet.
Help!
She's not in here.
By the bathroom.
What's the matter, Davis? It's Miss Pearson. She's disappeared.
Help! George, help!
Bathroom's empty.
Sir Robert, is there a secret panel in this room?
Yes, but I didn't know anyone aside from myself knew about it.
That pounding's coming from behind here.
That's the panel. Elaine! Elaine, can you hear me?
Yes! Get me out of here, George! Get me out!
Right! Give me the church, Davis.
Oh, no, one side, George. I'll open it.
Elaine, are you all right?
Get me out of here! Take me back to town, somebody. I won't stay here a second longer. I won't.
Take it downstairs.
Everything's all right, dear.
I know, George, I know. But I'm afraid he'll come back. Don't let him get me. Don't let him get me.
Of course I won't.
Don't let who get you, Miss Pearson?
The man who put me in there. I woke up and saw him outside the window. I was too frightened to scream. He broke the window and came in and I screamed. Then everything went black. I came to just as he was closing the panel.
I see. And who was it?
I don't know, but he was horrible. Horrible. Don't let him get me again, George. Don't let him get me. Don't.
Now get busy on this room, Jensen. Check everything for fingerprints. I'll be back as soon as Miss Pearson... How are you making out, Jensen?
Hey, there are a lot of smudges, Davis, but no clear prints.
I see. Well, how about the window glass?
I fished most of it up from the ledge outside, but it's clean as a whistle. I flashed a light on the rest of the glass in the garden. I think I saw a pair of leather gloves.
Gloves, eh? Why didn't you say so before? Come on.
Right about here, Mr. Davis. There's the glass, uh-huh. And I thought the gloves
were... Oh, here they are. Pretty large.
One of them's cut. Torn on the glass, I guess.
Yes, so it is. If it weren't for the gloves, I'd say that... Come on, Jensen. But when we get in the house, wait outside in the hall.
Well, Davis?
Your plan worked, Sir Robert, but not quite the way you figured.
What do you mean?
Well, what plan?
You feel fit now, Miss Pearson?
Yes.
Simmons, Sir Robert invited us here for the weekend to find out who killed Irene Rogers.
I see.
He spoke about finding a letter that put a new light on the case. You see, he thought that the guilty person would make an attempt to steal that letter.
Yes?
And, needless to say, there was no letter.
Well, rather nice trap, what? The guilty person would be forced to take the letter in self-defense.
Exactly. But as far as the plan was concerned, it didn't work out quite as we planned it, did it, sir?
No. But it's not the way I intended.
Instead, Miss Pearson...
Hands up, all of you.
Helene.
You too, George. Where's Jensen?
Upstairs, checking the smudged fingerprints you left. That was a clever plan of yours, Miss Pearson, but you...
Shut up, Davis.
But Elaine, you... Well, you don't know what you're doing. You didn't kill...
Oh, yes, I did. Doesn't that pin your ears back, George? I killed Irene. I was jealous. I hated her. Now stand up, Sir Robert.
But I...
Davis, stand next to George.
Elaine, what are you going to do?
The only thing left. Kill them and the man upstairs and make it look like you did it. Don't forget the streak of insanity in your family, Sir Robert. As soon as Jensen hears the shots, he'll...
He's right behind you, Miss Pearson.
Clever, aren't you? But that's too old.
I've got her, look out! The game's up, Pearson.
A few hours later, when Chief Inspector Clark Davis and Sir Robert were discussing the affair...
I say, Davis, I've been over her room several times, and I still don't see why you knew that she screamed and locked herself behind the panel in order to throw suspicion on George or me.
Well, I'm afraid you'd better attend Scotland Yard for a special course in criminology, Sir Robert. You see...
Ladies and gentlemen, did you discover the hidden clue that caused Chief Inspector Davis to suspect Elaine Pearson? Write into this station and tell us the hidden clue you found. And to check your powers of observation and deduction, listen for the correct hidden clue in this story the next time we present Suspicion.